saying that during this time period, God's children are going to make manifest their relationship to God and who God is. Now, in this next passage where we'll look at this making manifest in connection with the Sunday law, there's an interesting principle that Sister White uses over and over again in her writings, and if you haven't seen it before, it's worth noting. It's called the when-then principle. She'll say, when this, when this, when this, when this, and then she'll say, then. And if you are very careful about what she's saying, when, you realize she's lining up a lot of events for us. And she says, when you see these events, then you know this is going to take place. And this has eight whens in it, which is a lot for one paragraph, if you include one place where she says as, and you could very easily put when in there. But listen to the whens and the thens, but also listen to the comparison with the days of Daniel chapter 3 with the Sunday law, and listen to the idea of what's going to be made manifest. This is from Manuscript Releases, volume 13, page 71. When the law of God is being made void, when his name is dishonored, when it is considered disloyal to the laws of the land to keep the seventh day as the Sabbath, when wolves in sheep's clothing, through blindness of mind and hardness of heart, are seeking to compel the conscience, shall we give up our loyalty to God? No, no. The wrongdoer is filled with a satanic hatred against those who are loyal to the commandments of God, but the value of God's law as a rule of conduct must be made manifest. The zeal of those who obey the Lord will be increased as, or you could put when, as the world and the church unite in making void the law. They will say with the psalmist, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Psalm 119, 127. This is what will be sure to occur when the law of God is made void by a national act. When Sunday is exalted and sustained by law, then the principle that actuates the people of God will be made manifest, as the principle of the three Hebrews was made manifest when Nebuchadnezzar commanded them to worship the golden image in the plain of Dura. We can see what our duty is when truth is overborne by falsehood. Once again, she's comparing the Sunday law and the test of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego with our test. And she says, when this takes place is when our experience with Christ, in a broad way to put it, will be made manifest.